that I think would be very useful for you in determining your goals, not only for today, but going forward. See, when we make a decision, the very next thing that happens, if it's a new decision for us and it's something we're unfamiliar with, like setting a goal that we've never achieved before, we make the decision and then doubt creeps in. And then once doubt creeps in, doubt has time to turn into worry. And worry has time to turn into fear. And fear then paralyzes you and says, okay, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And all of this is going on in your brain. And the next thing that happens is you start coming up with justifications and reasons for why you've chosen not to do the thing that you said you were going to do. Well, I know I said I wanted to lose 100 pounds this year, but, you know, I was really busy, and the kids got sick, and then the car broke down, and then we had this happen. So, you know, I really didn't want to lose that 100 pounds anyways. I said that. I said that until I realized, oh, hey, there's the terror barrier trying to keep me from doing what I said I wanted to do. And the fastest way to break through the terror barrier is to take action immediately. The longer the delay between the decision and an action that you can take to move forward on what you've decided on, the longer the time is between there, the longer your brain has to really screw with your head. And here's what I mean. Here's an example. You make a decision that you're going to do something, and doubt starts to creep in almost instantaneously. Well, I've never done it before. I'm not even sure who to talk to about it. I'm not sure where to go. And what happens then is something called cognitive dissonance. Your brain is trying to hold two ideas at the same time. I want this. I'm scared of it. I want this. I'm scared of it. I want this. I don't know how to do it. I'm not so sure. I think I want. I'm not so sure. I'm kind of thinking I want. I can't do this. And boom, your brain has changed your mind for you. So the fastest way for you to get over that hump is to say, this is what I want. This is the step I'm taking to do it right now. And it doesn't have to be a big step. We get so caught up in, I want to be over there. And I've been a victim of this myself. I want to be over there at that goal. And this is where I'm at. And this sucks. And I want to be over there where I think it doesn't suck. But I'm not there yet. Dang it. And instead of saying, well, I'm not there yet, so I'm going to take one little step, we stand here and say, I want to be over there and I'm not, and this is terrible, and I want to be over there but I'm not, but I don't know how, but I want to be over there, but I don't know, I'll just stay where I'm at. This is how our brains trick us into staying in this safe place, this place that we think is safe, but is really growing more and more uncomfortable for us. You know, it's one of the reasons why abused people stay with their abusers, because it's comfortable, it's familiar, and familiarity breeds this sense of comfort. So when you make a decision to do something new, when you're setting a goal that's new, that can be kind of freaky and unsafe according to your brain. So your brain's going to do everything in its power to get you back on the comfortable track. So let's set some goals today and going forward through the rest of the program that you can take an immediate action step on. No matter how small you think it is, take the step from where you are right now, so that you can move forward with grace and ease.